Hi, I'm Hari Srinivasan from the PBS NewsHour. We've launched a new version of our world page that highlights more of our international news analysis and on-the-ground reporting. During the recent upheaval in Egypt, which brought an end to President Hosni Mubarak's 30-year reign, senior correspondent Margaret Warner reported from the streets of Cairo, both on the jubilation of the Egyptians and their anxiety about the future.
Here now, I found a Muslim Brotherhood activist, and he said, this is a great day for Egypt. You know, after 30 years, we got rid of this authoritarian dictator, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, so are you ready to go home? And listen to what he had to say.
No, our demands are not met yet.
Senior correspondent Ray Suarez reports for our Global Health Unit and recently went to Cuba, where he took an in-depth look at the country's healthcare system.
Unlike the rest of the developing world, there's no doctor shortage in Cuba, which means the healthcare system here can push doctors and nurses down to the smallest rural communities, providing a kind of care that's both personal and persistent. Here in rural Moncada, Dr. Orisloriam Morales spends every afternoon making home visits.
On the World page, you can find all of their reports from the broadcast, as well as their behind-the-scenes stories as they travel the globe. You'll also find breaking news, feature stories, and reports from our partners at Global Post. On World, you'll also see the NewsHour style of in-depth analysis of events affecting regions.
Governments are afraid of the public.
Governments are afraid of the people. Mm-hmm. That is a remarkable change, and I think it's a beginning of what I call an Arab awakening, in the likes of which we have not seen.
Background resources and slideshows from our reporting trips. You'll find all this and more at newshour.pbs.org/world.